Thank you. Now it's like I'm hosting a show, you know. It's a talk show. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming out, and thanks for inviting us to this amazing festival. Wow, what a great festival you have here. I hope you guys appreciate it. There's some serious stuff here. Yeah. Somebody goes to a lot of trouble to bring you this, all this music, and it's great. I'm going to come back just to listen next year. But we're happy to be here. I'm so happy to play with these great musicians. First, I'll just introduce my partner, because we've been playing together for 7 years. And we met in Denmark, and we did a project, and I heard some of his music, and I said, wow, that's really great. And I don't know, it led to a real collaboration. We play a lot of duo, but we also play quartet. He's been in my band in the States. We have a relationship. So the great Benjamin Koppel on saxophone. Next, I want to introduce a real find, a real special player that I'm happy that I'm part of the idea that you get, more of you get to hear him play. I am just loving what he's playing. Tommy Anderson on the bass. And now, a musician that we've all been blessed to play with and who's been an influence on us and a lot of musicians, a legend, Mr. Alex Riehl on the drums. So the first piece we played was a great piece of Benjamin's called Disorder of Nature, right? Yes. Oh.
What was the second piece?
Right. The second piece was a composition of mine. I wrote for a really great, nobody knows him, but he's a Brazilian-German composer, Weber Iago. Really interesting music, so I wrote that for him. It's called Iago. And the third piece is one of my older pieces called Balloons. And it refers to when my daughter was growing up, my wife would buy for the birthday parties 50 of those balloons, you know, that hang in the air. Does everybody understand me, by the way? I don't speak English, I speak American, so that's even harder to understand, you know. Those balloons that hang in the air, she'd buy 50 of them. Man, 10 bucks a pop. My God. And so the balloons would stay, we'd have a party, but long after the party's gone, you still have all these balloons in the air, you know. And then after a while, the balloons start to lose their air, you know. And so after a while, they're coming down, and they're about eye level. So wherever you look in the house, you see something looking at you like this. And then after a while, it comes down lower, and it really gets quite depressing. They're all a foot off the ground and dying. So that piece was the trajectory of the balloon after you bought it for a birthday party. So. Now we're going to play. What are we going to play? We're going to play a piece of Benjamin's called Fugue. Thank you.
Thank you.